This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to Finding Your Identity in Your Autism Journey, the podcast where we explore complexities, breakthroughs, and unfiltered realities of the lives as touched by autism. I'm your host, Ruth Castle, here to guide you through heartfelt stories, expert insights, and empowering conversations. Whether you're a parent or a sibling, an educator, or an advocate, this is your space to find community, ask the hard questions, and uncover new possibilities. Let's dive in. Welcome to Finding Your Identity in Your Autism Journey. I'm your host, Ruth Castle, and today we are launching a special series focused on financial planning for special needs families. Over the next few episodes, we are going to be breaking down key financial topics because we know how overwhelming this journey can be, from health insurance and Medicaid to life insurance, trusts, estate planning. We want to provide real, actionable information to help families like yours secure a stable financial future. Today's guest is one of my great colleagues and friends. As you guys know, that I work in this industry as well, and I would love for you to guys to meet one of my colleagues. So joining me today in this series is Tim Reynolds. He's an expert in financial planning who has extensive experience in helping families navigate these crucial decisions. Tim, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, thanks, Ruth. I'm really excited to be here and help break down these financial strategies. There's so much information out there, and my goal is to make it easier for families to understand and implement in their lives. So thanks for having me on.
Oh, more than welcome, Tim. I love working with you, and I am so excited for this series. You and I have talked about, you know, doing this, and you have the heart for it. You know I do. I live it, you know. But you have the heart for it. You understand, you know, you want to see the change and help these families be as prepared as I do. And this is why we work so well together.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here. And there is a lot of complexity out there. And you've done a lot of work on your own. I'm amazed at how much work you've done. And nobody can do it on their own. Everybody needs help. Yes. And we're gonna show people how to get expert financial and legal assistance So they don't have to do this on their own. It's always nice to have somebody to talk to that is an expert in the field, and that's what we're going to be doing on this series. I'm excited for it.
Yes. Yes. And that's the one thing I love about, you know, working with you too, because if my plate is full, because I have a full plate, and I do entrust a lot of my clients, I will, you know, hand over to you so I know you're going to take just as great care of them as I would, because you do understand our journey.
Yes. Yeah. I'll take good care of them. You know, that's right.
Yeah. Why is special needs families in the need of financial planning? Well, you know, we have unique challenges. Everybody is different. We have different financial challenges. Special needs families, we face, you know, like long-term costs, whether it be therapy, medical treatment, specialized education for our children. So making sure that you have things set up in place, such as, you know, your health insurance, you know, not only for your child, but for yourself. Sometimes it's not just about, you know, taking care of your child. It's about taking care of the whole family unit. So, you know, getting those audits done on, you know, for even health insurance. So I'll give an example. My son does not have the same health insurance as I and my husband, right? And there's reasons for that. My child is going, he has a private plan through Florida Blue, and those allow more services for his medical treatment, for his therapies. Whereas our plan is also a private plan, but I love this plan, and actually, that's how Tim and I got to know each other really well, is because he, you know, has been working with this private plan company for a very long time. And I absolutely love Philly. I love them. And it doesn't cost really any more than any other plan, but you get a lot more for your care.
Philly, I've found Philly back in 2017, and I told my clients, if I find something better than Philly, I'll let you know. And if you find something better than what you have right now with Philly, let me know and I'll get contracted with them. But I've looked at literally hundreds of other plans that are out there, and I haven't found anything where I would want to move my clients and you as one of my clients out of Philadelphia American into another plan. I just haven't seen one that's as robust for the premium dollars as Philadelphia American is.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, you're saving money on your premium for what you get. It is definitely, it saves you money. So you can reallocate those other monies to other things to help you, you know. So if you're saving money in one place and also getting better value, that's a win-win.
You know, one of the things I also do for them too, Ruth, because again, you know, money's always an issue. One of the things I'll do for my clients, if they're, you know, a sole proprietor and they have an LLC, basically they can tell their accountants what they want to make each year. And, you know, we'll check out the ACA plans as well, see if they qualify for a tax credit. And if they do, we'll take a look at those plans and see if there's one that we can get them for free or next to nothing. You know, just to save them some money, because, you know, Philadelphia American health insurance is expensive. Philadelphia is probably the least expensive one out there that I found for the value that you get out of it. But I always check and see if there's a better way for the clients to go, because, again, the ultimate goal is to help them and their families out.
Yes. I'm glad you actually brought that up, because, you know, we don't qualify for the tax credit. But if, you know, and I do that too, like when I look at cases and see, this is why we work so well together, is because we're going to look at not just like where you're at, but where you want to go. Because autism and special needs is not a today problem. It's a lifetime. And you got to save where you can. And try to keep, you know, have your benefits in place that you need, right? So, yes, always checking those tax credits are great. I'm glad you brought that up, because you want to check and see what is the best route for them. Because if it, you know, in our case, we went straight to market plans. We didn't have any tax credit. So since we didn't have a tax credit, Philly made the most sense for us. Mm-hmm. And my son, and a lot of you guys don't know this too, you know, until you get in there, ACA plans for your special needs children, they limit how many therapy sessions you can get in a year. So this is why, if you're going to be looking for plans for your children, that's, do not go to the market. You need to go to the direct. You have to do direct sales with them, and that you're asking for a private plan. And the best ones that's in the state of Florida is actually Florida Blue and United Healthcare. So just keep that in mind. And also, we, you know, we have Florida Kid Care, but I could get on a whole thing with Florida Kid Care. You have to be at certain criteria, which my family does not meet for that, for CMS or anything like that. So, but some of these tips and tools that we're going to be talking about in this episode can get you to where you need to be. But keep in mind, there are lookbacks, and when you have the lookbacks and you're waiting in that time period, time's not going to stand still for your child. So you're going to have other things in your pocket. Okay.
You know, you're talking a lot about Florida Kid Care and all that stuff, and people are going to say, what about Ohio or what about Texas or something like that? So okay. I would bring up that point. Each state has its own program set out, and we'll help you locate those and get assistance with that as well.
All right, guys. So also keep in mind, we're just not only, you know, agents for the state of Florida. We are also agents. We are in multiple states, and all states have their own programs in place. So for, like I said, for Florida Kid Care, there's places like in Ohio. Ohio actually has a disability department. So that is a resource. Now, what I can do is link in the show notes below, like I did in the last one where I had all the early interventions. I can make a PDF, downloadable PDF for you guys of all the interventions within all the states, so all 50 states. So you can have that. This would be more like leading to your Medicaid and state-led programs. But we are agents that can help within all 50 states. So, you know, if you do have questions, still please feel free to reach out to us. Okay, how lacking of planning can jeopardize access to crucial benefits? And this is kind of what I was talking about a little bit earlier. Is that there are tools that you can put in place where I have put them in place, but I'm in my look back period. So I've already started this planning journey because I know I'm going to need it when he gets closer to 18, but I don't want to wait until 18 because some of these things take years to implement. And you can't just, oh, he's 18 now, I'm going to do X, Y, Z. You can't do that. So, making sure that you're putting those benefits in place is crucial for future. Okay, I'll say that, the access to, for the government benefits, it is the trust. That's the big old piece there. And we're going to talk about that more down in the list, I think. So one of the things that I and my family have done, we have moved things into a trust, into a revocable trust. We have a special needs trust, and we can go more into that. But these are crucial to have, especially when you have a special needs child. And the reason is that you want them to be able to access their rightful benefits. But what's going to hinder you is, like in our case, our assets and our income does hinder it. So you got to make yourself a separate entity. And that is one of the things that we can help you do. The impact of caregiving on a family, you know, on a family's income and family stability. So most of the time, you know, us caregivers, we have to either step back so we can.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Do more of the role of the caregiving. I know myself, I've had to do that and put things on pause because my son would need me where I need to be. And this is why I built a team of people that I can be around that can help me still do the things I need to do. But you have to put the right things in place. It's just not about having the team. It's about having the right sequencing of events in place, such as trust, wills, your insurance, and not just, health insurance. You need life insurance. You need identity insurance. All these different aspects that maybe you've not even thought of before.
Yeah, what we try to do, folks, is that, there's two types of people in the world. There's proactive and reactive. And we try to give you the information so you can be proactive about your child and your care, your family, rather than reactive. Reactive costs you a lot of time and money. Being proactive saves you a lot of time, stress, and frustration, and gives you peace of mind.
That's very well said, Tim. Why early planning is essential? And how early, how starting early helps ensure long-term security for your child. Well, think about it. Like I said, I'm in a look-back period. And if I wasn't in my look-back period, then, I guess I could have started when he was born, but I wasn't sure, I didn't know anything. Why would I do that? But also, going through these experiences, even if my child wasn't on the spectrum, a lot of the things that I put in place, I probably would have done. But I probably would have done them later. So I'm glad that I actually did do that now, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't think about this, Ruth, but I had a, and I, you know him too, Jason. He was married and his wife had a 3-year-old daughter when they were married. Then they had a son together and they never thought anything would happen. They were both, young and in their 30s. And she died. And because they didn't have a will set up to make him, although he's not the biological father, to make him the father so she could stay with him and her brother, she ended up going back to New York and staying with his wife's family because they didn't have a will set up. So not only for special needs children, but all people need something set up, a backup plan, because, we all know our birth date, but we don't know our death date. You don't know when that's coming. So you have to have plans in place, be proactive and have these things set up. God forbid, in case something does happen to you, you're not up in heaven looking down going, man, I should have done this earlier. So once it's done, man, it gives you such peace of mind. And that's the thing we help you with. We help you make this an easy transition to get these things in place.
Yes. And you're right. We don't know when we're going to be here. How long we're going to be here. And it's not only just for special needs. Everybody needs this in order to secure, what they, before they leave. And it's nice to have a peace of mind that you have this completed, because if it would happen, you at least know where you wanted your child to go. Especially like in your trust and stuff, you can assign, especially in the special needs trust, you can assign a caregiver to who they would go to. Same thing in wills as well, but having that all in place is definitely crucial.
I just had a, just to make a point, I had a 37-year-old client that has a wife. She's got special needs. She can't really work outside the home, and they have two small sons. And I got a call the end of last year from his mother-in-law. He had a stroke and died. And fortunately, on the health insurance plan, I put a $10,000 critical illness on there. So they got $10,000, but you know, I talked to him before about getting some life insurance on him, even term. It's really inexpensive, but you know, he could have got a $500,000 term policy for probably something around, you know, $25-$30 a month. And given his wife and son's financial stability in the event of his death, because 37 years old, who would think a 37-year-old would have a stroke and die? Even worse, yeah. If he had a stroke and lived, now he's got no income, and now she's got to take care of him. So there's things you have to put in place, because like I said, we never know when things are going to happen. So it's, you got to be proactive in these things. And, you know, that's what we're here to do, is help you guys get that, those things done.
Yeah. And I love that you brought that up. And, you know, when we do the episode about just, I want to just do one on health insurance, we're going to really break that down, and also just do one on life insurance. And life insurance is very important. And sometimes, you know, a lot of people just think that it's a death insurance, don't they, Tim?
Yeah, that's what it used to be. Most insurance companies out there, you either have to be dead or terminal. And some of them say you have to be terminal, but your doctor gives you less than a year to live. Some are more liberal, 2 years. But what if you know, we're all going to die at one point. That's guaranteed. You know, nobody lives forever. But the problem is, a lot of people don't just die. They get sick and then die. And then their income goes down. Their bills go up. What are you going to do? So we only do life insurance that has living benefits. Their motto is, life insurance you don't have to die to use. And I can give you a story after story about this. Is not only saved the family financially, but also saved lives, because experimental treatments, they're not cheap. And I don't care what kind of health insurance you have. If it's experimental, whether it's in the state or out of the country, health insurance is not going to pay for that. And living benefit life insurance will. I had a 30-year-old kid that got stomach cancer. He called me up forgetting about the living benefit side of it, and said he wanted to get his affairs in order because he had 6 months to live. He had stomach cancer. And, you know, I remind him, hey, you got living benefit life insurance. He had a term policy for $750,000 for his house, his mortgage. And we were able to take $100,000 out of his death benefit. He flew over to Germany to have experimental cancer treatment. It was a $30,000 cost. He and his wife both flew over there while I was having the treatment, and it literally saved his life. But more importantly, when they came back, he had time, because he had, you know, $70,000 left over to cover his bills while he recuperated. So they weren't in financial straits. So not only does it set the family straight, but it literally can save your life.
Yes, 100%. I have a similar story. Mine was on a child policy, actually. And I had written the whole family, but the child actually got, had a brain tumor. And the policy was actually only active for 6 months. And each member was, what I had written was like $500,000. And they accelerated the death benefit for the child, and he got experimental treatment, and the child is still alive today. So, you know, these are the stories that, you know, this is why it's so important to have that, because setting up life insurance is not always just about life. Death. It's about life, you know, especially the policies that we like to design for our clients. And it depends on what your needs are, you know, too. It's not everybody is going to be getting the same type of policy. You know, so that's where we come in. We see what you need, how the family dynamic, we just don't want to cover one person because we don't know who's going to go or who's going to get struck with cancer, right? Nobody knows that. So that's why you got to cover the whole family.
A matter of fact, I've got a company out there that, God forbid, something like that happens and you need to go to treatment in another state. This company will actually set all that up for you and do all that planning. It's called the Healthcare Concierge.
Yes.
And it's absolutely remarkable. When I saw what they did for families, I'm getting goosebumps when I think about that. When I saw what they did for families and their clients that have the policies with them, it's unprecedented. I've never seen another company that does so much for families in need. It's awesome.
Yeah, I love that. And I remember you were talking to me about that company. So I'm excited for us to learn more, because every financial thing that we're going to be bringing to you guys is going to be able to, you can share that information. Any of the tools that we will be presenting to you in these series and our financial series, you know, sometimes you're going to be saving money and then you can take that money and reallocate it someplace else. That way, you are putting and setting your family up for success, not only for now, but for the future. And these tools will help you get to your financial freedom and have less stress and not have to worry about the future. The importance of building a safety net. And thanks, computer. The importance of building a safety net, even if you don't think you have extra money. These plans that we're talking about, we talked about the living benefits. This is the safety net aspect of it. You know, looking at doing different types of life insurance, such as, you know, Tim mentioned term, and there's whole life, and there's IULs, and all of these can come with living benefits, but they're different vehicles. They act differently, and it depends on, again, your needs and what that looks like for you.
Each one of these policies can be set up based on the client's needs and their budget. So that's why it's good to work with a broker like Ruth and I, because we're not pigeonholed with one company. Based on what right. The client needs, we can get the company that satisfies those needs for them.
Right. And that's what I love about it. Like, you know, I can never be a captive person. I like being a broker because I can get the products that my clients need. And not every product that I carry would be, you know, appropriate for every client. Right.
The other thing I like about being a broker too, Ruth, is that if you're an agent that works for an insurance company, you're beholden to them. And yes. I want to tell folks right now, insurance companies are not your friends. Okay.
That is correct. Yes.
We have to hold their feet to the fire. And I like being a broker because I don't work for the insurance companies. I work for my clients. I have their best interest at heart. And if we have to go and take legal action to get to an insurance company, I have absolutely no problem doing that, because we're going to force them to do what they're supposed to do. And here's the thing about, even though we live in America, the greatest country in the world, and it's getting better all the time, thank God. If you don't know your rights, you don't have any rights. So that's right. One of the biggest things we do is we help you not only financially, but with legal assistance, because sometimes you have to have these hold these insurance companies to task to make them do what's right. So that's why I don't work for them. They work for me, and I work, you and I work for the client.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, when we, do contracting, always ask, you're not expecting XYZ, because I'm not doing that. I'm client focused first, And so are you. And this is why, Tim will find things, or I'll find things, and I'll be like, hey, did you hear about this? Because we want the best for our clients, not the best for the insurance companies. Yes, You know, that's what we mostly deal in, is different types of insurance. However, we're client focused. That's why we choose to be brokers. Let's talk about, you know, misconceptions and families having the financial planning, such as relying on solely on Medicaid, SSI, or school-based services. So let's talk about these misconceptions. You don't have to solely rely on these. You know, but again, if I'm going to be looking into Social Security for my son, we're out of the range. This is why, again, the trust comes into play. I do believe he's going to have to be on Social Security at one point. And when that time comes, I need to be ready for it, not being a look back. So putting these trusts in place, especially a revocable trust if you own properties, if you have multiple assets, you need to utilize them appropriately. Also, having a special needs trust. This will help you during the time when you are, just because you get SSI or SSID does not automatically mean that you are going to qualify for Medicaid. This is very crucial that people understand that. And the reason is because you qualify for Social Security, but you don't meet the state standards for Medicaid. But if you have a special needs trust, you can. This is why you need to have both and not just one. That's the importance of it. So you're not missing any state or federal funds that your child is entitled to, because at the end of the day, if you're the caregiver, doesn't matter what the age of the child, if they're 5 or 35, your income, because they live in your household, is going to apply to their benefits. Now, it doesn't matter what state you're in. So having these things set up in place is going to help you secure getting that funding through Medicaid and Medicare, because it is legally showing that they are the only ones with the money. And it doesn't take the household's information into play. So this is why it's critical, because they can be able to stand on their own and you can then get the benefits that they need for their care through these programs. But it does take time and it does take legal help to get these set up.
And one of the points I want to make here, Ruth, and you and I both know this, is that lawyers are expensive. To set up a trust, you're looking usually probably $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 or more. And the big thing is, you know, not all lawyers are good. All right. Who are you going to use? Who's vetted? I've had clients
just like doctors.
I've had car mechanics. You know, sometimes I don't want to pop the hood for a bad mechanic, you know. So the good thing is that you folks aren't going to be out there on your own. We have services that are available for fraction of the fees where you can get all that legal assistance done, no matter what field it's in. And we'll be talking more about that down the road here, I'm sure, too.
Yes, I'm glad you brought that up, too. And, you know, speaking of the legal services, sometimes you need it also for, you know, going to due process for IEPs, for your school-related services. Mm-hmm. And understanding that in some states, not all states, but there's some states, mostly your states that don't have state tax. That's the common theme that I've seen throughout, that their Department of Education and the Department of Health is actually connected. So making sure that your IEPs are structured properly for Medicaid purposes. So keep that in mind. It's not only about your services that you receive at the school, but it's also the services that you receive outside of school. The IEPs do hold weight. And some states, most of the states that do not have state tax. I know for sure for Florida, Texas, and South Dakota. I've seen this now in 3 states, and they are connected. And I haven't done more research on that piece on all the states, but maybe I'll take a look and to see which ones do and which ones don't. But this applies to all 50 states when it comes to the Medicaid piece. Medicaid can be paid, or can be charged, I should say, can be charged through the school because your child has an IEP. And this also can hinder your outside services. And you do need to be aware if they are doing so, because this can cause a chargeback. And this is in all 50 states. So just because your child receives services at school and you want to get outside services, make sure that the Medicaid is not being charged, because then you can have a chargeback.
Good point.
Isn't that crazy, Tim? Isn't that some crazy stuff?
Yeah. Well, it works the same way with Obamacare or ACA plans. When I first got into doing those back in 2015, I had clients telling me, this guy got me into this plan based on my income, but he didn't tell me if I made more income when I filed the following year, they could claw back the tax credits they gave me. And I've talked to folks that have $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 that they owe the IRS because they made more money than they thought they would when they got the tax credits. So that's another thing you've got to be careful of. When you do that, make sure, you're not going to state your income and all of a sudden you're going to make a lot more than you thought. If you're expecting a tax refund, you won't be getting it back. That's for sure. It could be a nightmare.
That's exactly right.
It works the same way with Medicaid and SSI too. So,
And that's why those trusts are so important,
Again, be proactive, not reactive.
Exactly. So key financial tools families should consider. We're going to drive it home, that special needs trust. Protecting benefits while saving for the future. It's a must have. If you have a special needs child, you need a special needs trust. One thing I do like about the special needs trust that you can go in there and add and talk about, like, your child. So if something would happen to you, you could have all their therapy notes in there. You can have, that's what I do. I put all their therapy notes. I put things that I do with him. I try to update it every 6 months about, like, in that piece. It's kind of like a diary, a running diary that's going on. They know the supplements he's on. It would make it easier if something happened to me for someone to help him. So that's one thing I like about the special needs trust. They have like this ongoing diary of things that you can put in there about the child themselves and keep updating it.
Kind of like you'd do if you had a babysitter coming over to your house. You'd instruct them on what you've done, what time the kids go to bed, what they can eat, what they can't eat. Same principle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's also nice that it keeps the backlog too. So over the years, they can see what you've maybe tried too, maybe that's not working and you're not here anymore to give any background. And like in my child's case, he doesn't speak. So how would they know? Well, they could go read, right? They could read the diary that I wrote about him.
That's good. Yeah, that's perfect.
Life insurance. How the right policy can provide lasting financial support. We want to find the right policy, that works best for you and for your needs and for your family's needs. And there's many different, carriers and products out there. And we, that's why, those one-on-ones. And then when we get to the episode that just talks about life insurance, then What we'll do is we'll go into a little bit more detail. But as for right now, just to let you guys know, you know, these policies, they're all different and the products are different. You know, they're kind of like cars.
Yeah, you wouldn't take your Lamborghini to Home Depot to haul back bags of mulch. So, you know, you need a specific vehicle for that. And just like with life insurance, there's plenty of vehicles out there that suit the family's needs. So that's why we're brokers. We have all those tools in our toolbox, so to speak.
And then an ABLE account versus a trust, and understanding the difference and which one fits best. Again, I go back to talking about, I currently have an ABLE account, but I also have a trust, and they're designed to do two different things. So it's not always about understanding the difference and which one is actually best. It's also understanding how they can work together. And this is how we can help you, you know. And it's timing. Some of these products you don't need right this moment. Some of these products you do. Some of them are at certain stages of your life. But you got to have certain things set up before you can get to the next product. So keep that in mind as well. Then we have health insurance and Medicaid planning and how to maximize the coverage without gaps. So that's a huge piece there, you know, having, you know, people are always looking at the deductibles, you know, you got your deductibles, you got your max out of pocket, and trying to get those covered and how to utilize that. And then especially for our younger kids, maximizing that, you can look into grants, and there's certain grants out there. And this is available in all 50 states, a lot of grants. And I can make a PDF on the grants that is stateswide for the whole all 50 states that you can utilize that will work in conjunction with your insurance to help pay for those gaps. So here are some common mistakes that families make. They're not securing proper beneficiary designations, and why leaving assets to their children directly can be risky. And this is not just only for special needs children when it comes to this. You don't want to leave things to your children. You need it to be in a vehicle, such as a trust, a will, just to make sure that they are, you know, handed over properly.
You know, another thing you can do in addition to a special needs trust is you can also do a spendthrift trust where, you know, we all know if certain kids get money and large sums of money, it's going to be gone quickly and maybe not on the proper things. So you can also set up a spendthrift trust where if your kids do get a large sum of money, it goes through a trust fund and they get, let's say, a stipend out of it instead of getting the whole cash up front, if you think that's going to be a problem. But these are all different things that can be set up with a trust.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. I've forgot about doing like setting up trust funds. And overlooking long-term care planning and failing to consider, you know, future for the caregiver. I think sometimes as a caregiver, like, we just put ourselves on the back burner, but you are the backbone. So you really do need to make sure that you have things in place for yourself, especially, you know, like in my case, I only have one child. If I had another child, maybe I wouldn't be as so concerned, or I should still be concerned, right? Because I don't want to put the burden all on them. You need to be proactive in taking care of putting a plan together for your late in life or whatever needs that you need to be considered in the future for yourself. And that is something that you should look at as well. And there's plans and things in place that you can put in place now to help yourself for the future. Assuming that public benefits will cover everything, and why private planning matters. Well, first of all, it seems to me that you know, Medicare, Medicaid, they have a lot of problems. There's a lot of issues with that. For one, it's not designed very well. It's not designed very well. They're trying to restructure it, trying to bring it up to where it needs to be because, you know, it's been abused for many, many years. And it's, you know, just by doing a couple things, it's not going to fix it. It's not going to be a quick fix. It needs to be overhauled. So you're not going to be relying on that. And especially, you know, people are like, oh, when you get older, you're on a fixed income. But people forget about their assets. Again, goes right back to the trust. They forget about the assets. So you have assets setting up for the children, but you also need it to be for you too, so you can have your planning in the future, in your later years, so you can access some of these things as Social Security and Medicaid. Because if you don't set it up in a revocable trust or put things in there, like your home and other properties and things like that, you're not going to qualify for any of that stuff. You're just not. So be proactive in setting it up for yourself in the future. It's not only about your child, it's also about you and having the best care for yourself as well.
You know, it's kind of like when you're on a plane and the oxygen mask dropped down, what do they tell you to do? Put your oxygen mask first before you take care of your child. Because if you're not in the picture, your child's not going to have any support at all if you haven't got this set up. So that's an important consideration. You got to take care of you first.
Yeah. And it's not selfish to do that.
No.
It's necessary.
You got to do it, yeah. Because without you, the child has no care set up. So they need you.
Exactly.
They need you around for a long time.
So let's talk about first steps for families. So evaluating your family's current financial situation and setting priorities. This is something that Tim and I both do. We love sitting down and just seeing like where you're at and what, you know, how can we help you get there? Take a look at what your needs are. And it might feel overwhelming in the first time because you're really bringing everything out and you're like, oh, I really should be looking at this. But you know what? Just taking the time and booking an appointment with one of us would definitely help, because if you don't know where you're at, how do you know where to go? Right, Tim?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a GPS kind of in that regard, where if you don't, you know, really truly know where you're at and you're trying to give someone directions on the phone, are you going to be able to give them directions?
Well, it's also like, you remember when we used to use maps, the fold-out maps, and then, you know, I thought I was high-tech when I had a spiral map reader up there. I used to drive to appointments.
It wasn't a book, yeah.
That was high-tech, man. But right now, even if you have a map or even if you have a trip planner, you need something that's interactive. Like one of the apps I use when I travel is Waze, because it's interactive. You got Wazers, they call us, all over the place. And they tell you when there's a speeding trap. If there's an accident, they divert you around the trouble. So the nice thing about working with Ruth and I is that we're interactive. We're not just going to set it and forget it like Ron Popeil. We're going to continue to talk throughout your whole journey because things change on a daily basis. It's called life. So, you know, you gotta make sure when something comes up, you know, unexpected car repairs, a car crash. You need to have people that will help you with that kind of assistance, and not left out in the cold.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and like I said earlier, you know, some of these products, you might need all of these products, but some of these products, you have to have a product in place first before you can get to the next product, because that's how they're designed. So
yeah, what we'll do is we'll look at what needs to be done, and then we'll take it step by step, you know, with the most crucial things first, because there's a lot of things you need to do, but we'll take it step by step, being the most crucial things to get set up first. And then the other things we'll handle on, you know, as we move on down the road. You know, a journey of 10,000 miles begins with the first step. You got to pull out of your driveway, you know?
Yep. I love that. We're with you on your journey, and you know that's what we're here to help you with. Finding the right financial planner or attorney to guide you. That's why we're having this.
Well, I would say finding the right financial planner, they found it with us. But just say having the right financial planner and attorney services is crucial these days. Because if you don't know your rights, you don't have any rights. The first steps for families is setting down with us one-on-one for a consultation and talking to us and seeing where we're going to go from there.
That way we can create those customizable plans, based on your needs and your child's needs. And we can have those open conversations with them at that time.
Well, when I used to sit down with retirees, and the first thing they'd pull out is their annuities, and I'd always look at their taxes. But I'd tell them, think of yourself on a three-legged stool. One of them is your finances, one of them is your taxes, and the other one is your legal. If somebody were to pull out one of those legs, you could fall over and get hurt. So you've got to be looking at all three of those. You got to be looking at your finances, your taxes, and your legal to make sure everybody's communicating with each other. And that's the kind of services we offer.
Because it's true. It's true. Having a three-legged, you got to take that approach. And actually, more like a chair. Because four-legged approach when it comes to our special needs. Because you got to have, the educational piece as well for the children.
You say something like most people have a three-legged stool where you have taxes, finances, and legal. People with special needs have another leg, and that is you have a child with special needs.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. It's a therapy's education. It's never ending with them.
Well, there's always new therapies that are coming out. Thankfully, RFK's in there. And hopefully, his big kick is make America healthier again. So hopefully there'll be even more robust plans coming out in the future that we're going to keep our finger on the pulse. And we're going to be able to bring this information to you as it occurs down the road.
Tim, I just want to say thank you again so much for being with me today and going through this series with me.
It was my pleasure, Ruth, and I look forward to more of these meetings and discussions to help families and how to control their financial futures with their families.
Yes, me too. Me too. This is just the beginning of our financial planning series. Over the next few episodes, we're going to be diving deeper into critical topics like Medicaid planning, life insurance, trust, legal services, estate planning. And again, Tim, thank you so much for sharing your expertise today. And this has been very valuable. The information is great for our listeners.
My pleasure, Ruth. I'm happy to help, and I look forward to talking with the families out there and giving them the assistance that they need and deserve.
Thank you again, Tim. So if you find this episode helpful, please share it with a parent or caregiver who needs this information. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. To connect with us for a free consultation, I'm going to put a link below in the description. And be sure to join our Facebook group, Your Autism Journey, and more resources and support. Until next time, remember, planning today's security is a better tomorrow for your child and for you. Today's episode is brought to you by Legal Shield. Because peace of mind starts with being prepared. As a parent and an advocate, I know how important it is to have access to legal support, especially when navigating the challenges of autism advocacy. With Legal Shield, you'll have 24/7 access to a dependable network of attorneys for advice on every IEP meeting and school accommodation to understand your rights as a caregiver. Also, those transitional times for guardianship and other legal matters, such as trust, wills, and other things. It is affordable and easy to use and designed to give you the tools needed to confidently face life, legal challenges. Whether you are dealing with contracts, legal documents, or simply just need advice, Legal Shield is here to help. Protect your family. Advocate for your loved ones. Handle life's curveballs with confidence. Visit the link in the show notes below to learn more how to sign up today. Legal Shield empowers families, one step at a time. Thank you for tuning in to Finding Your Identity in Your Autism Journey. I hope today's episode inspired you, brought you some clarity, or simply reminding that you are not alone. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode, and if you enjoyed this conversation, leave a review and share it with someone who might need it. Until next time, remember, your story matters, your voice matters, and together we can navigate this journey one step at a time.